Okay, Robert, it's time for the two of us to talk about a pervasive threat to our online privacy.
That's right. It's time to talk about cats. Millions and millions of cat photos have been uploaded to the internet.
Little cats.
Big cats.
Grumpy cats.
And those cat photos can reveal more than just how cute your cat is or how much time you have on your hands.
I was using Instagram, like everybody, and photographing, you know, my life.
That's Owen Mundy, an associate professor at Florida State University.
It never occurred to me that my phone was geotagging all the photographs with the location and including that information and uploading it.
That surprise drove Mundy to create the website, I Know Where Your Cat Lives. He took pictures publicly shared on photo sites like Instagram and Flickr, photos tagged with the word cat.
He then used the location data embedded in those pictures to place them on a Google map. And we should say he gathered a million of these cat photos. Well, every so often it's someone dressed in a cat suit.
So when you go to iknowwhereyourcatlives.com, you never know what you're going to see. A different photo pops up every time you visit the site.
You get to see inside of other people's houses. You get to see their cats, and you get to see sometimes them holding their cats.
Mundy says he wants to raise awareness about online privacy and how much information we give up.
And if your cat pic appears on the site, you can remove it by changing the privacy settings on the original photo. Oddly, for a person who created a cat website, Mundy is not a cat person, but he's coming around.
I wasn't when I started. I'm about 50% of the way there now, actually. That's an outcome I didn't expect.
And one other surprise.
People have emailed Mundy not to get their cats taken off the map, but put on it.
Which goes to show you can't herd cats, but you can't herd cat owners either.